We had an era when we thought that the mere suppression of a PVC would render a post-infarction patient free of the risk of sudden death. The cardiac arrhythmia suppression trial, or CAST, was a multi-center randomized trial that compared placebo to a variety of type 1C antiarrhythmics, including econide, flecainide, and myristicine, with the notion being that if PVCs were suppressed, that the patient post-infarction would have improved survival. This turned out to be a miscalculation, and as the CAST trial was completed, we found that the patients who were on placebo did better, in fact, than the patients who were being actively treated and having their PVCs suppressed, with the mortality rate due to arrhythmic death 4.5% in the drug-treated group versus 1.2% in the placebo group, which is a relative risk of 3.6. Unfortunately, this experience led many clinicians to think that there was no need to be concerned about or work up PVCs post-infarction, which has been shown in many studies to simply be a wrong conclusion and certainly not the implication of the CAST study. What the CAST study showed is that antiarrhythmic drugs can be dangerous and even proarrhythmic in patients post-infarction, particularly those who are ischemic at the time they're receiving the type 1 drug.